Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord as we worship together today, this morning, on another beautiful June Sunday. So welcome to all for our time of worship. I want to begin by sharing a concern. During Vacation Bible School on Tuesday morning, we received an email through our website to the church. It was an email that carried a threat of danger or violence or evil action. And it was during the week of Vacation Bible School, and part of the threat included an aspect of harm to children. And so it just kind of heightened it because VBS was going on. And as the day unfolded, I took the email that Jocelyn shared with me. I took it to the Archbold Police Department and shared with them. And then we sent out an email and whatever method we use to share with all of the parents of Vacation Bible School and all the staff of Vacation Bible School. And we locked down the building except for the south entrance and took care of things. We had people stationed at the door before and after VBS and did what we could and felt safe. And we are not aware that anybody stayed away because of that alert. And everything was peaceful during the week, and many people thanked us for continuing to have Vacation Bible School, and that, you know, having it canceled and having unease, what the email could have been about. Well, VBS is over, the week is over. Well, Jocelyn checked her email this morning, and it was repeated, so we received that once again. Same threat, but some different email address kind of configurations and those kind of things. So again, that came this morning. Jocelyn called the police department. During the week, the police made an extra presence around, and they are doing that same thing this morning. I checked with other churches that I'm regularly in contact with. We were the only, fortunately or unfortunately, we're the only one that received that email, but then there were a bunch of other churches praying for peace and strength here. So with that threat happening, we want to alert you, and we'll put that out even further. We just don't know what it all means, but we want to pray. And so I'm going to invite us to pray now for God's protection upon St. John's and upon our time of worship and for this situation. So please join me in prayer. Gracious Lord God, as we have gathered together, as we are connected in to worship you, Lord, in the sense of this situation, in the evilness, in the evil intent of a person or persons to generate this email that carries a threat against people, against children, against us. Lord, we do thank you that we can bow before you and seek your compassion and your care, your protection. We pray for your spirit to be present in a very mighty way this morning, that you would calm hearts and minds that are just troubled by this. Lord, I pray for peace, which is one of the subjects of the lesson this morning. Lord, that your peace would pervade our hearts and minds. Lord, we pray for your goodness to prevail. And as we as a church continue to work through this situation in the coming days and weeks, Lord, we pray that you would guide us with your wisdom and your knowledge on how to deal with this, that we would give you the praise and the glory. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. So just continue, and we do have our ushers alerted and prepared, so they're watching the entrances and those kind of things as we are here in the sanctuary, and we'll keep you updated as we go through. It was the week of Vacation Bible School, a wondrous event once again, the sharing and the learning that happened. It always amazes me, the energy and the attentiveness and the responses of the children. Their questions or the responses to questions are always a blessing to witness and to hear. And I all want to offer a special word of appreciation to all the adults and the youth that helped lead and guide. It was a very rich and deep time of faith and fun. Normally, during Vacation Bible School, my energy kind of wanes come Thursday night. And for some reason, it was enriched this year. So it was a tremendous experience. So, and you'll learn a little bit more about that as the service unfolds. We have the East Garden Summer Meals happening starting this Thursday. There is a good team in place for that. You can always show up out at East Garden at the basketball court. If you've never been there, just drive the U and it's pretty obvious if you want to help. We are looking for a few more awnings, pop-up awnings to protect against the sun. So if you have an awning that you would be willing to share, please contact the church office or somehow let us know that you have one available. You'll notice that Jocelyn is involved in helping to lead worship. Now that she is the director of youth and young adult ministry, she will be regularly sharing in the leading of worship, so don't be surprised by that. It fits that she was one of the directors of Vacation Bible School, so she's going to introduce that, but you'll see her up front from now on as well. We are blessed and grateful. Elliot Nofsinger is here from Defiance Area Youth for Christ and the Outback. Shared well at 8 o'clock. Somehow it fits with the message of joy and peace. We are going to watch a video from Youth for Christ, and then Elliot will come up and share.
Family that I thought were going to be there for me weren't.
For the last 5 years, I've struggled with anxiety.
When I was 9, I was put in foster care.
I had a birth defect and it left me mentally behind.
I almost lost my sister to suicide.
In a world filled with challenges and uncertainties, one organization remains committed to cultivating authentic Christ-sharing relationships with young people. Relationships that explain the hope of the gospel and portray the beauty of Christ. Welcome to Youth for Christ, where for 65 years, young hearts have found a place to belong, to grow, and to make a difference. We know how pivotal moments can shape a story because we've been there ourselves. We also know that young people experiencing these moments can feel overlooked and alone without having someone to walk alongside them. This is where Youth for Christ steps in with the unique mission to find and connect with young people and see God transform their lives through the gospel. We walk alongside 11 to 19-year-old students from diverse backgrounds, many who are unfamiliar with Jesus, the Bible, or church. YSC leaders create a safe space for fun, trust building, and a clear, understandable way to hear the gospel. Our focus is to nurture authentic relationships that introduce the hearts of young students to Jesus. We help them see a Christ-centered life that provides balance mentally, physically, spiritually, and socially.
Because of Youth for Christ, I have grown in my faith, and I know that I will always have someone to count on.
In sixth grade, I went to a YFC weekend, and I said yes to Jesus for the first time.
Ever since I started going to Youth for Christ, I've gotten closer to God.
My YFC leader encouraged me and let me practice reading out of the Bible.
My YFC leader helped me see God in one of the hardest times of my life.
The staff at Youth for Christ are committed to come alongside young people and meet them where they're at. We continue to seek and help students navigate the crucial years of middle and high school while uncovering God's story of hope and beauty and how it applies to their lives. We do this through the ministry models of campus life, city life, and the juvenile justice ministry. Youth for Christ is more than just an organization. It's a relationship. We build trust, we inspire, and together we learn about the boundless hope found in Jesus Christ.
Whether you volunteer your time and your talent, partner financially, or simply connect with us to learn more, your involvement matters. Please join us as we encourage hope, build authentic Christ-sharing relationships, and show young people the beauty of Christ. Consider your involvement today and help us continue to make a positive impact in the lives of the youth in our area. Together, we can see God transform lives one heart at a time. Youth for Christ, where hope, beauty, and transformed lives are a shared journey.
Hi, I'm Elliot Nofsinger, and before I give an update, I just want to say a huge thank you to St. John's Christian Church and for your involvement, your partnership in the gospel. What a blessing to be able to work together to minister to junior high and high school youth. In the past, you've had past staff collaborate with me to be able to reach kids, Alex Young and Ryan Volkman. Judy has been at this longer than I have been alive, and so if you have any questions, go ask Judy. Eric is a longtime friend of YFC. And you guys have opened your doors so that we can partner together. We have a fifth and sixth grade group we call Club 56, and we've been meeting here after school every Tuesday, and they need to get their energy out and get it to a gym, and so they've been using that parish hall. So thank you guys so much for what you guys have done to partner with YFC and see kids' lives changed for the gospel. I want to share with you a story. There's a student that has been coming to Youth for Christ we've known for 6 years. And we've prayed a lot for her. We've shared Christ with her, but her response to the gospel was always a quick and defiant, no. No, that's not for me. I don't want to talk about that. No, thank you. This year, we saw a change in her heart. She started listening more with true interest and desire. She started to ask some questions. She started going to church with some of her friends, and she wanted to go on the missions trip that the church was going on. However, one of the stipulations to go on that trip was to answer the question, what is the gospel? And so that next week, she asked every single YFC leader this question, and she took notes with great interest. And through all this, she came to accept Christ and accepted the invitation to be baptized. And it was such an honor to see her boldly share her testimony to this church and declare her faith in Christ. Now, her family wasn't there. She had a grandmother come and maybe another distant relative. But her immediate family doesn't believe. They weren't there to support her. Yet now she has a whole new church family to love and encourage her in her newfound faith. And it is because of moments like this that I know that those 6 years of prayer and ministry are definitely worth it. We can't underestimate what God can do when you build authentic Christ-sharing relationships with kids. And this is what YFC does. I want to share a couple stats that were kind of mind-boggling to me when I learned them. 95% of Christians have never led anyone to Christ. 2/3 don't feel equipped to share their faith, and many don't know if they should. Yet, here's some good news. 79% of non-believers are open to having a friend share their faith with them. So the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. This is how it starts, those open relationships, building trust with kids. Here are the ways that we meet with students. The first point of contact is usually in a school. I help with lunch and recess at the Archibald schools and meet a lot of students, invite them to things after school. We have Club 56, which is the fifth and sixth grade group that meets here. We have a seventh and eighth grade group that meets at the Outback on Monday nights. And then on Thursday nights is high school. But then we go deeper into relationship and deeper into study of the Bible with Bible studies on Tuesday mornings, which has really grown in the middle school. We have to meet in the cafeteria now, which is good news. And we have a Thursday morning Bible study and breakfast for high schoolers. But we don't want to stop there. We want to grow deeper. And so we meet with students who are going through rough times. We meet maybe at Tap Culture or to get bubble tea at Healthy Spot and ask those questions of what's going on in your life and how does the gospel directly relate to that. I've had lots of conversations of seeing hope in the midst of darkness, seeing light and beauty when things at home are not doing well. And this year, our chapter, Defiance Area YFC, has seen over 75 kids come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. God is doing something awesome here. And it's awesome to be part of it. And that's what I want you, that's what I want to invite you to. Join in what God is doing in this movement. And there are three ways that, we can join. First is to volunteer, to give of your time. And there's lots of different ways that you could do that. Think of what you would like ministry to be, and I would love to help you feel comfortable and equipped to be able to do that. Second is give. This last year was a real tough year with giving in YFC. And it takes money in order to run a nonprofit. And we run a tight ship, but we need help with that. So in the back, I have giving slips if you would like to give extra. And I want to say thank you for all those who have given and who give through the church. If there was no money and there were no other leaders and I had to find another job, I would still reach youth with the gospel, because that's what God has given me the talents to be able to do. But I could not do it without this last one, and that's prayer. All the work that I could do that the Holy Spirit isn't in would all be in vain. I can try with all my might, but it is the Lord who stirs the heart of the kids. It's not my words and what I do. It's His word and what He does. And so please pray for the mission of Youth for Christ. We have a camp in a couple weeks. Pray for that. Pray for a trip that we'll be taking in July with some students to Minnesota, to the Boundary Waters. Pray that these kids' hearts are open to see and receive Christ. You can meet with me afterwards here. I learned a new word. It's called the narthex, I think, right outside the doors here. And you can get my card or a slip to be able to give. Thank you so much for having me and partnering with me in Youth for Christ.
Opening scripture reading comes from Psalm 100. It is a psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. If you are standing in the narthex, ready to come in the center doors, do you know what words are over the doors? Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Let's pray. We are entering in to this time of worship and praise, O God, and we thank You for Your Holy Spirit. that fills us with joy and peace as we worship you this morning. In all the situations of life, we know that you are in control, and we pray for your providence, and we pray for your blessing. By the time of our gathering, that we would glorify in your love and glorify your holy name. In Christ we pray. Amen.
And I invite you to rise as you're able as we join together in song. We'll start with "This is the Day" and lead right into "He Has Made Me Glad." The words will be on the screen. Shout to the Lord.
Children, come forward. You guys beat me here. Awesome. I'll just sit right here if I can squeeze in. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Do you want a joke?
Yeah.
Forgot to tell it this morning at the other service. Where do you get the best ice cream?
Eric's ice cream.
Eric, that's good. I like Eric's. I like Homestead, I like Dairy Queen, I like grocery store ice cream, I like it all. But the best ice cream comes from Sunday school. Sunday, ice cream Sunday, you got it? Good, all right. Awesome. Do you guys know what joy is? What is joy? Like happiness? Anybody have anything different? It is like happiness, except that it's not. It's a little different than happiness.
Joyful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, when we ask Jesus to come into our hearts, he gives us joy in our hearts. Okay? Kind of like what I've got here. I've got this water and a little floaty here. Now, Pastor Eric thought this floaty was a fish. It was supposed to be, but I couldn't find my little rubber fish, so it's a carrot. But, okay? This container is like our heart, okay? This little carrot is the joy that Jesus puts in our heart. Now, do you go around every single day with an enormous smile on your face, never ever feeling sad, mad, or any of that? I don't. Sometimes things do upset me, okay? They do. Like, what would be something that would upset you? Can you think of something? Mm-hmm.
Somebody takes your stuff.
Somebody takes your stuff. Exactly. That can upset you and make you kind of mad. And that'd be kind of like this, pouring some unhappiness in our heart. Okay? Someone stealing from you, that would put some unhappiness in my heart. What else would make you unhappy? You think of something?
When you get in trouble.
When you get in trouble, yes. That definitely makes you unhappy. Yeah, maybe a friend hurts your feelings. They don't want to be your friend or they don't want to play with you right then. That puts unhappiness in your heart.
Someone says something bad to you.
Right, right. Those words can hurt. That puts unhappiness in there.
VBS is over.
That put unhappiness in some hearts. I'm sure it did. Now, if I had something like a little pack of gummy fruits, does that bring you happiness?
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. It kind of brings me some happiness. But how long does it last? Not very long, does it? Kind of like I think about my granddaughters. Sometimes their happiness stops in an instant, and you know it. Like if they have to be kicked off an iPad or something, boy, does the unhappiness end just, or the happiness ends just like that, okay? Well, that's kind of the difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is good things, sure, but they don't always last forever. It's kind of like it's there for a while, but took the iPad away, right? Joy is always in your heart. Now, when we pour the unhappiness in, that little floaty gets pushed down for a little while. And that's kind of like what happens to happiness. It pushes us down for a while. We aren't feeling very happy for a while. But the joy is still there. Sometimes we have to find it. Sometimes it takes a little bit for it to come back. But Jesus' joy never leaves us. Sooner or later, we'll have some hope, some encouragement that brings that joy back. I think about Ben sitting over there. Ben's had a couple accidents in his life here that have probably really pushed him down for a while. And I'm sure that it made him unhappy and it makes him sad sometimes. But you know what? I've talked to Ben,
And he's coming, he's got joy in his heart. I can still see that there's joy there, even though something is not exactly the way he wants it to be. He's still got Jesus' joy in his heart. So sometimes when something's not going so well, you're not real happy, try to hold on and find Jesus' joy. And think about, the next day is a new day, and Jesus loves me. Even though I'm sad because that friend might have hurt my feelings, Jesus loves me. What?
Someone kicks you?
Yeah, no, it's not fun to be kicked at all. Not at all.
When you're sick.
Or when you're sick. That's right.
Or when somebody punches you.
Oh, I wouldn't want to get punched. Uh-uh. No. But Jesus still loves us. Okay? All right, let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you for the joy you put in our hearts, that it is always there, that we have your joy, we have your hope, and we just want to spread that to others. In your name, amen. Now, if you want a little bit of happiness, I could, but think about, there is a difference because this ends, this doesn't last forever, but Jesus's joy will. Okay? All right. There you go. You what?
I can't have them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. There you go. There you go. Catch it. Okay? Do you want to take it with you to give to somebody else?
I'll do it.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Thanks for coming up, guys. See you later.